Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinway podcast. Here we are today with the broccoli.
Yeah, the broccoli.
The broccoli. We're just talking. Broccoli was sharing some wisdom.
Don't charge your phone under your pillow.
With us a minute ago, he said to me, "Do you charge your phone while it's under your pillow at night?" Yeah, no.
Well, I do. Now I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You can get radiation poisoning.
Yeah. That's what's happened to you.
I know. Yep. This is why I look like this.
Well, can we announce to Australia that you actually have cracked...
This is not going in. The girl
that you were crying over about a month ago when she stood you up, you actually kissed her.
No, I haven't cracked her.
And this will not be going
Yes, it is. No. You must. Broccoli, no. You must. You don't get...
No,
this has got copyright.
Fine, I'll be about the
name. No. But you cracked her. You kissed her.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wouldn't say cracked her.
Well, I mean, you cracked the connection.
Just the surface.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are we serious? What's the...
I don't have a clue.
No?
No.
Do you talk to her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Show me messages.
No. I hope in hell.
All right, let's get into this one. The zone. The zone is very important, and I think there's not enough discussion talking about it at all.
Nope.
And, you know, it's like so much noise everywhere, like do this, do that. I was looking at Instagram this morning, and I was like, there's just so much information everywhere. Like everyone's got this expert class, this course, this thing. Where do you start?
Yourself?
Yeah, but where do you start, honestly? Like, it's, you know, everyone wants to improve. But something really funny happens when you're in a good space. I should be talking to someone else because I've rarely seen you in a good space. But it's like...
I'm in a good space
You just
now.
Try to turn the computer on for half an hour before thing. You got stuff
just,
everywhere.
Just
it's just like nothing working. So anyway...
It's called the creativity space.
I'll pretend
space.
There's someone else
it's
there.
It's called the creativity space.
But when you're in a good space, I think it's more about observing than it is pushing. And if you observe yourself, so like when you're, let's say, calls you.
Oh my God.
How does that make you feel?
Huh?
When calls you?
She doesn't call me.
She Snapchatted you.
I don't know, anxious?
Yeah. Oh, anxious. Okay. Well, most other people on the universe would actually make them feel pumped.
Really?
Yeah, it would.
Pumped?
Pumped. Sure, like, the call.
Oh, yeah. Anxious, excited. I don't know. This is not a love podcast.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do a different one. You know when you wake up and you just feel great? Had a good night's sleep. Don't even answer. But you know when you feel great?
Yeah.
And things just seem to flow real well. It's effortless. So, like, people ring you. Things come your way. People get out of traffic in your way. And like,
no red lights.
Red lights. I don't think we notice enough of that stuff.
Yeah,
I think we're looking for the big outcome, like The Rock with the number one movie, and we're like, how do we get to that world dominance thing or whatever it is for you? Like, how do we become this successful athlete or this great business person? But it's about those little things and putting them together all the time. So if there's no red lights and you get this dream run to work, you should stop for a minute and think about how you feel.
Yeah, honestly. Because if there are red lights, you do stop for a minute and you think about how bad you feel.
Yeah, and you get frustrated and it builds on itself.
Yeah.
That's right. But we don't actually notice. And if we did, we would feel the response of the universe almost mirroring what we're feeling. So what does that actually mean? This is the key. Mm-hmm. So you know my goals, Broccoli.
Very well.
Yeah, you know my goals.
Yes.
And like I'm super driven to go there. But yesterday I had a weird day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a call at about 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And someone just blew up at me.
Yeah.
Like blew up. Like, and I mean like... Rah. And it's been a bit of an ongoing thing with this person for a little while.
Okay.
And you probably know who it is. But it's... Anyway, it really sort of made my energy go back. I was feeling quite good in the morning. But then it made my energy go back to almost where it started. You know, I felt so yuck after it that I went and had a sleep.
I said,
I'm going to have a sleep.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and never feel... Because sleep's reset. Mm-hmm. That's what it's like sleep is. It resets everything. But I still felt a bit weird after it. My whole day, I got to 7:30 at night and I was like, I'm going to bed.
Mm.
And every person I interacted with, stuff that I just didn't flow properly. It was like all clunky everywhere, and I just was like, in the end, I just like gave up on the day.
Yeah.
But see, I've got to notice that, and you can feel it coming, or you can feel that sort of unsteadiness when you have that, and you've got to start to control it. So, I could get really annoyed at you for fluffing around on this stuff, trying to get it ready for 20 minutes. I'm pressed for time. I've got to go soon.
Yeah.
But I won't let myself go there.
That's good.
Because there's an outcome.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Well, an outcome, if you yell at me, that'll make it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're building our energy forward. Every moment, right now, to now, to now, to now, to now, we're building our energy forward.
Yeah.
And when you're thinking, and you can do it easily, if you think about someone you don't like,
mm-hmm.
feel the reaction within you.
Yeah, plenty of people.
No. Or something, yeah. Or something that happened to you, like if there's real estate agents on this, lost a listing, or I don't know, someone yelled at you or your partner or whatever. Think about how you feel as soon as you think about it.
Weird.
It brings you back to that energy set point.
Yeah.
And the weird thing about it is that if you carry it through, it's creating the next lot of circumstances. So being in the zone, we just take it for granted. When we're in the zone, everything's effortless, we're going crazy, everything's going so well. So why don't we put ourselves in the zone a bit more?
How do you do that? How do you just put yourself in the zone?
Yeah. Well, is it done by...
Is it done by default
or manufactured?
I don't know. Because as you said, people think they're in the zone when everything's falling to them. Can you actually like...
But how did it get there?
I don't know. As you said, sometimes you just wake up and you feel pumped. But why?
Well, think about it. If you went to sleep on time,
mm-hmm.
got enough sleep. So I don't wake up with my alarm clock anymore. I just wake up before and I won't get up otherwise.
Yeah.
Because my body's ready to go. So that's rule number one. I don't get up with an alarm clock because I just think you feel your body's like you're forcing your body to get up. So what does that mean? My commitment is I've got to go to bed on time and I've got to eat a reasonably healthy dinner because you have desserts and you have rubbish and you have too much to eat. You will be sluggish the next day. Your body's got to process it. Then after that, as soon as I wake up, if you start focusing on things that aren't right, things that happened yesterday, things that are in your life that's feeling all weird or whatever, you're going to actually start the day with that tone. And knowing what I said just then, what's going to happen, Broccoli? Let's say you and I, we've had quite a few fights actually over time. Let's say you and I had a big argument. See, the other day I was actually saying to Yasmin, oh, bloody Broccoli, can't stand him, I'm going to sack him. You annoyed me that much. I was like, I'm just going to fire him. I rang Yaz and I said, I'm going to fire him. I've had enough of him. So if I woke up the next day and was thinking that,
yes,
where's my energy?
The previous
cranky. Cranky, la 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 la. So all I'm doing is bringing that into the day. And then if I have if I'm rushed, so like let's say I'm like, okay, I've got to go quick. How many people you see and they're like, oh, I've got to go here, got to go there, blah, 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 in the mornings.
Yeah.
Kids, get ready for school, do this, do that. What energy am I bringing?
They get every red light when you're rushed.
Anxious, frustrated, annoyed, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't flow. Nothing flows.
Not at all.
Like at all. Then I eat a bowl of Cocoa Pops. Cocoa Pops are like, or any of those cereals are terrible for you. Your body's processing all this sugar. Spike an insulin up, crash down at some point. What's happening? I haven't got to 9 o'clock yet, and bloody hell, I've gone to battle. I've brought in all these emotions.
Yeah.
Is that default or manufacturing?
That's manufacturing.
No, it's default. It's default because you're not manufacturing the zone.
Yeah.
I knew that question was too hard for you, mate. But you're not manufacturing the zone.
Yeah.
I reckon the zone is manufactured.
Okay.
Like, honestly, you have full control over it. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, could you have like a strategy or a tip on how you get yourself in the zone?
As the day starts, the day goes.
Yeah. Well, we did a video on this the other day, didn't
we? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's always being in check of where you want to be. Noticing what's happening. A lot of people just walk around and they're like, oh, bloody thing. Oh, it's bloody, the bloody rain, terrible day. Terrible. Yeah. Like, control yourselves, will you? Just get into it. Like, if you understand the energy set points of energy, it's like appreciation, joy, passion, excitement. Just spend your time in that. If you're feeling like, oh, bloody broccoli, la la la, or it's raining, terrible, what a miserable day. Never say that. It will be a miserable time if it never rained. Plants would die.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to breathe.
Yeah.
It's like, put it into perspective. Stop whinging about stuff. Whinging is the start of your energy going somewhere where you're just going down a slippery dip. It's going to take you with you. You whinge about something enough, all you're doing is making yourself feel a bit like engaged in the negative energy, and then that stays in you.
110,000%.
It does. Stop whinging, like completely. And if you feel... Why is everyone so happy when it's sunny?
Like summertime, for instance.
Why is everyone so happy?
God, good vibes.
Because they're feeling good and things are... Why are they cranky when it's raining?
Because like you look at the weather and you just feel depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't it good just to appreciate being on Earth?
Well, yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
That's like the key to life, living in the present. It is.
It is. So 100% you are controlling the circumstances that are coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
100%. And if you really understood the power of your thought and emotions, mainly emotions, your emotions are constantly talking to you like, you're on track, you're off track, you're on track, you're off track, you're on track, you're off track. And as soon as you start to get off track, you must move off that thing. Someone may annoy you, things may frustrate you, whatever. I say on a video not long ago, put a line under it, move on.
Mm-hmm.
Put a line under it, move on, and take yourself back to that place of feeling appreciation for, gee, I'm actually just alive.
And they're kind of just like positive thoughts in a way.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I like that positive thinking, but you got to feel it, Broccoli.
Okay.
You actually have to feel it. Because I could think Broccoli's a great person. Yeah. Broccoli's a great person.
No, mate. I mean like positive.
And I could be hating you.
Yeah.
But Broccoli's great. Broccoli's great. You can try and talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
But I've actually got to feel, and I've done it before. I've gone, I couldn't stand you a few weeks ago. I could not stand you. You were just the most annoying person ever. And I actually had to say to myself, hang on. He gets up. He comes. He does his thing. He's honest. He's caring. He's like a good person. He has some disorders. Yes, he does. But it's like, but I actually got to bring myself back to an anchor point of goodness. And yeah. I think if you start to do that, if you start to anchor yourself to goodness, you will start to see your life improve because you'll be feeling the zone more. And when you feel the zone, you got to get a bit addicted to it. Once you do, you don't want to be outside of that. You don't want to be floating around in anger and all this sort of stuff. Yeah.
Do you think sometimes people just need to like maybe not give up on the day, but go, okay, there are these days where you're just like, nothing's really going to go right for you and you do feel a bit flat?
Yeah.
If people not dwell into that and say, this is just another day?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah it is. It's like, yesterday I just was like, no, just let it go, let the momentum go, slow down. And it is about energetic momentum, for sure. But I think that, see it like this, if you can... I know we talk about a lot about energy and emotions, and for some people, they just not
don't really
either not
it.
That interested or whatever, or not don't understand it. But you don't need somebody to tell you about it.
No.
You can see it for yourself. And I'd really like people to start thinking about the sensitivity, because it's like you might feel happy, but I reckon there's varying degrees of happiness as well.
Yeah.
There's like super pumped. And the more, when you're in that state at some point, when you're so pumped, like things are just like, freaking and amazing. Think about when it starts to change.
Yeah, you're sort of weird, anxious.
No, yeah, but think about the reason that makes it change.
Okay.
And if you can, I want people to notice next time.
Yeah, okay.
So when something changes,
that is actually really hard to think about.
It is, but this is where, like, I'm so self-aware of my energy. Like Trevor works with me, and he's always like, "Mate, you're just a freak with this energy and how you feel," because I'll be like, oh, just not feeling 1,000,000%. Like,
yeah.
I'm feeling good, but not 1,000,000%. Because I've just, like, I'm so tuned into where I'm at. Because I know that if I'm living in this space of things are really good, what's going to happen to my life?
Things will be really good.
Yeah, but what happens when they're not?
And you live it, and if they're not really good?
They're not, things happen in your life that you maybe can't control, can control, but like, if there's major changes in your life and you become emotionally really unsteady, what do you do?
Everything just seems to go downhill. You kind of go downhill. Like, these things that happen, sometimes they can be out of your control. And then why would you let that affect really who you are inside?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah. So you reckon, like, to be in the zone, it's all about having control over yourself.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but having full accountability. So if you're not feeling great, and the reality is sometimes you're not going to.
Exactly.
What do you do then?
I can just go back to process. That's what I would do. If I wasn't feeling great, I would just edit a video or edit like a kind of like, and just go to process. That's what Jeff Jowett says.
Yeah, go to process.
Yeah. And I'll think outcome. Just do what you've been doing for the past, I don't know how long of your life.
Yeah.
You've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
Why is today different? Just because this person said something.
But there's a really powerful word, I reckon, called acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You are where you are, and that's just all there is to it. Yeah, exactly. And what are you going to do about it? So if people are listening to this and they're like, yeah, but my life is this and this is where I'm at, that's fine. You are where you are. Now, what are you going to do about it? So can you move from feeling a bit, like frustrated, can you move to feeling just a touch happier? How do you do that?
Start to live and be more grateful about the things around you. And the little things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Start to think, well, I'm here.
I'm not in Africa.
Yeah, I'm here. I can breathe. I can do all this sort of stuff. And then start moving forward with that. Like, exercise is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exercise is an awesome thing to do. I reckon anyone who lets a day go by and doesn't exercise in some way, they're missing an opportunity for that next level of, I feel great. Tell me one time you've ever exercised and you not feel great after it.
I can't even think of that.
You don't exercise.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just the way we're wired. It makes you feel great. So if you did that and then you walked into your family or your partner or whoever or Bella, and it's like you walked in and said, Bella, you look great today.
Right.
You look really great and I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not a Bella.
Yeah, but picking up the phone or even you guys, like, yeah. Sometimes I'm cranky at you, but other times I walk in and say, like, Yaz is over there. So you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Awesome job. And slowly, if you start looking in the world through a different eyes,
yeah,
and start thinking to yourself, hang on, there's so much I can just start to appreciate. Where would you end up after a while if you start to appreciate stuff?
Happy.
Yeah. What's the top of the emotional guidance scale?
Appreciation.
I'll answer it for you. Appreciation. Yeah, yeah. Once you get into a state of appreciation, all things happen good. And that's it for me today.